June 7th, Tuesday, 2022, going heavy. Fantastic lift, fantastic scheme. Every minute on the minute for 30 minutes, you're going to do one hang power snatch. Last time we did this exact workout was on February 5th, 2022. If you want to go back into the BTWB app, check out the notes section. How did you feel? Should you have gone up? Should you have gone down? Do you need to change your plan? If you're unfamiliar with the EMOM phrase strategy protocol, here's what that means. E-M-O-M, every minute on the minute. Basically, you warm up, you start the clock, and every minute for 30 minutes, you're going to do one hang power snatch. So the clock starts, you do a hang power snatch. Let's say that takes you 4 seconds. You then don't do anything. You rest the remaining 56 seconds in that minute. When minute two hits, you do one hang power snatch. Takes you 4 seconds. You rest the remaining 56 seconds. When the third minute hits, you do one hang power snatch. And basically, this continues for 30 minutes. So you get in 30 repetitions, and it keeps you on a certain cadence. We've got a video showing the movement. We also have a video entitled How to Approach Heavy Days, Warming Up, Choosing the Weight, Rest Periods, although rest periods doesn't really matter for an EMOM, but it's a great conversation full of good information you should listen to. It's Linchpin Conversations number 113. There's a YouTube video link there, but you can also find it in audio format if you want. Super Fitness Robot would be holding 75% or higher of your one rep max hang power snatch across all sets. More likely is anywhere from 50% or above. The wild card option, every minute on the minute for 30 minutes, one hang power clean and jerk. We don't have a video showing the movement together, but we've got a video showing the hang power clean. Then once the barbell's in the front rack position, you would jerk the loading overhead and your choice of either the push jerk or split jerk. Scaled option is still EMOM 30 minutes of one hang power snatch. So it's the same as the workout of the day. The best thing to do for the scaled option is you just keep reducing the loading until you can play with everybody else. Maybe that's an empty barbell. Maybe that's a broom handle or a PVC pipe, and it just becomes a technique day for you to get better on the movement pattern of the hang power snatch. And that's a win. Limited equipment option, 7 rounds, each for time, of 10 left arm dumbbell hang power snatches, immediately into 10 right arm dumbbell hang power snatches. You rest as needed between each one of those rounds. So it's 7 rounds each for time. So it's kind of intervally, if you will. Intervally is not really a word, but I just made it up and it works well. We've got a video showing the dumbbell hang power snatch. That assumes a 50-pound dumbbell for men and a 35 for women. But if using more or less loading makes sense for you and you have the dumbbell selection available, again, you're always authorized to make the best decision for where you are in your fitness journey. Super Fitness Robot would be doing all the rounds unbroken, more likely is breaking them up as needed. The no equipment workout of the day, 6 rounds each for time, 10 broad jumps for distance, 20 glute bridges, and then a 30-second plank hold, resting 3 minutes between each round. And we've got a video showing the plank hold. Accessory work for the day, optional as always. For 20 to 30 minutes, run, bike, or row, pace of your choice. And then we've got 3 choices. You're going to pick one of them if you're doing the accessory work, and they're all to build some overhead strength. If you can do all 3 safely, I would pick the one that's most outside your comfort zone because that's going to be where a lot of adaptation lies. Either SOTS press, 4 sets of 5 to 8 reps. Got a video there. Challenging movement. It's basically where you receive the barbell in the snatch. It also helps strengthen the overhead position for the overhead squat. But don't be surprised if really light loading or an empty barbell is tough. Or strict shoulder press, 3 sets of 8 to 12 reps, or 30 to 50 strict handstand push-ups. Cool down and stretching for the day, 5 to 15 minutes, casual walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the frog stretch and the trap stretch with a lacrosse ball. Hope you enjoyed the heavy day. I will see you back here tomorrow for some good old conditioning.